Survey, majority of swing state voters say Biden should end campaign. By Hannah Knudsen on July 12, 2024. A majority of swing state voters believe President Joe Biden should end his campaign. A recent post-debate survey from Morning Consult found. The survey observed the sentiments of voters in the key swing states of Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin following Biden's poor debate performance in Atlanta. Overall, 55% of voters in these swing states said Biden should not continue his presidential campaign, compared to 39% who said he should. Further, that sentiment is held by 1 in 3 Democrats, 29%, as well 8 in 10 Republicans. Perhaps what is more, most independents, 58%, believe Biden should end his presidential campaign. On the flip side, half of voters in these key swing states said former President Donald Trump should continue his presidential campaign, compared to 45% who said he should not. He sees far more support from his base than Biden sees from Democrats, as 89% of Republicans said Trump should continue his campaign. 66% of Democrats said the same of Biden. 8% of independents are unsure if Trump should end his campaign, but less than half, 48%, said he should. Another 44% said he should not. The survey was taken July 1 to 5, 2024, among more than 4,000 registered voters in key swing states. It has a +/5% margin of error. Related, panic. CNN panel in full meltdown over Biden's disastrous debate performance. Despite the results in various post-debate polls, virtually all bad for Biden, the 81-year-old is standing firm in his decision to remain in the race, even appearing on MSNBC's Morning Joe on Monday, where he claimed that the average voter still wants him. Watch, Biden, we are not going anywhere, average voters still want me. I wanted to make sure I was right, that the average voter out there still wanted Joe Biden. And I'm confident they do, he said. Biden also sent a letter to concerned congressional Democrats, where he stated clearly and unequivocally that he wouldn't be running again if I did not absolutely believe he was the best person to beat Donald Trump in 2024. Biden remained defiant in Thursday's press conference as well, refusing to admit to any waning stamina, either mentally or physically. Related, joint ticket? Biden calls Kamala Vice President Trump in press conference. A handful of Democrat lawmakers have called on Biden to drop out this week, including Colorado Representative Brittany Peterson, DCO, Representative Pat Ryan, DNY, and Representative Brad Schneider, DEL.